The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Guess they had a little football weather last night in Buffalo, huh?
Yeah.
No, not even a little bit. That's not terrible.
That's going beyond football weather. Watching that game played out exactly how I thought. Like, oh, this is kind of fun. And then that punt goes out of bounds after 17 yards because it just got caught in the wind. And you're like, okay, this
isn't fun.
This isn't fun anymore.
I did see a clip this morning on social where the Monday Night Countdown crew got blown out of their stools.
I did see
when
that.
They were sitting there, you know, having their little powwow, having their little conversation.
Really?
And they got wind knocked them over. What is the coldest you've ever been? I woke up this morning and my phone said it was 9 degrees outside.
Nine times.
Exactly. Coldest you've ever been, Chew?
Without medication?
What?
Excuse me? There's medication that makes you cold?
No, but we took things during a game like that to
warm
make
you
the
up?
Coldness go away.
What? Really?
Of course.
I didn't know that.
Just start with a Jack and end with Daniel?
No, it was Agent Orange.
Oh, I didn't realize that warmed you up.
I don't know about warmed you up. It just
numbed
clouded
you down.
The brain. Yeah.
I don't know if are you allowed to talk about Agent Orange?
We've talked about Agent Orange quite
a bit.
Not
that Agent Orange, the actual Agent Orange, where like 300,000 people died from Agent Orange.
They still make it.
Nope, we're talking about
Jen, let me ask you a follow-up question. Do you think we should be talking about whatever you're trying to talk about?
No, I'm just saying he mentioned Agent Orange. I think there's some people who don't know that it is this thing that you guys had in football.
It's called Ultimate Orange, yes.
And what is it?
It's a cocktail.
Okay, and it makes you warm?
No, it makes you nuts. It gets you ready to play. It's like, yes, you can't feel your skin.
Oh, like so when I have my Celsius in the morning.
There you go, with mold.
Have you ever heard the NFL Films thing where Favre, you know, is coming back to the sideline and Holmgren goes, hey, no more rocket balls, please. And Favre goes, but I'm all chinged up.
Ching was fish food. It tasted like fish food.
He has so many different, like, I can't even follow.
Yeah.
I can't even follow.
So I believe it went, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys had the Ching.
Ching was
early on. And then that got eliminated, so then you went to Ultimate Orange.
Ultimate Orange, and then I want to say that might have become illegal during my career, and then we went to Ephedra, which became illegal after Corey Stringer passed away in Minnesota.
But
and then
none of those things were to keep you warm? It was just a byproduct of using them? Or because that's what started this whole thing. I said, what's the coldest you've been? You said without medication or without assistance. So are those things supposed to keep you warm?
No, they're just supposed
numbness.
To, yeah, to numb you up.
And this is why I feel like the weekend at the Super Bowl trying to get out of the maze, okay? That's how I feel right now. Coldest I've ever been is absolutely Packers related. 2008 NFC Championship game, Packers versus Giants, Lambeau Field. It was -1 degree with a 25-mile-an-hour wind chill. Is that what it is? -25 wind chill. It was horrible. Horrible.
If that game was to take place tomorrow and you had great tickets, would you go?
Absolutely not.
Not a chance in bleep.
Let's go.
Forget about it.
Let's
what about you?
Let's get some
give me your tickets.
Nope.
Yeah, I will take all your tickets.
Absolutely not.
You would go?
Of course I would.
People always say that this is...
What do you mean, why? Ashton, hit it.
Ribbit.
Okay.
People always say, though, it's great football weather. At some point,
it
negates the football.
Yes.
Right. Like, so what is that point? Was that game, which ended up not really working out for the Packers that game, but is that the point where it turns the corner? If you're a negative degree and you have a negative wind chill, are we like, I'm out?
I mean, that certainly affects it, but I think it's more like last night. I think the wind does more than anything else. Like, when you start talking about wind and your inability to kick a football, and it's so different going one direction versus the other direction, I think that's the thing that, more than anything else, starts taking away from what football weather is.
Well, did you go to the San Francisco playoff game before we played Carolina?
The slap fest?
Yeah, that was worse. I mean, would you rather be in 35 degrees and raining or negative temperature?
That's a good question.
That game was terrible.
That was terrible.
But 35 is still pretty miserable, actually. I mean, it's not negative one miserable, but
throw
but
the
it's
rain
not,
on top
you know
of it.
I know. I don't really
give me the negative temperature. I don't want to be cold and wet.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that now I have to do two of those things, not great. I'll just take the cold versus
I don't know.
The cold
I couldn't put on enough layers that morning, Gabe. The morning of the NFC Championship game, I probably had 6 layers of clothing on, and it didn't matter because once my feet were cold from, you know, marching around in the snow and on the freezing cold concrete, it didn't matter how many layers I had on my body.
Yeah.
I couldn't uncold.
Gotta have a good pair of socks, Jen.
Were you working or were you
there?
Yeah,
we were covering the game.
Oh, okay.
And we were outside for our pregame show. It was. I still have like bad memories from it. Again, when I woke up this morning and the phone said 9 degrees, it was like, could be worse. Could be worse. Easy day, as they say. Easy day. What's the coldest you've ever been, Gabe?
Yeah, I'm with you. I was, so that was my senior year of college, and it was over winter break, and me and a buddy decided that we really wanted to go to that game. Because, I mean, at that point, like the thought of Brett Favre's last game had been floating around for a long time. So I thought, hey, this could very well be Brett's last game in Lambeau. They win this game. They're going to win this game. They're playing the Giants. Giants stink. Packers are going to win this game, go to the Super Bowl, and Brett's going to go out on top. He's going to ride out like John Elway. I want to be at that game. So me and my buddy went up, like tried so hard to get like a decent priced ticket. Couldn't find anything under $500. Ended up not going in, but I mean, I was outside the stadium for at least 3 hours just circling, taking that walk up and down.
Why?
Past, because I wanted to go to the game.
Yeah, but you couldn't get in. There's plenty of bars around there.
Well, yeah, eventually after I didn't get in, then I went to a bar.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, I don't have any regrets about that.
What's the coldest you've ever been? 800-990-3776. We mentioned it because of two things. I woke up this morning, it said 9 degrees on my phone. And, of course, we're watching highlights from last night's Patriots-Bills game where it wasn't cold per se. I mean, it wasn't warm, but it wasn't -1 cold with a 25, you know, -25 wind chill. But you did see how it affected the game. And, again, I think it's interesting that Gabe's and my coldest we've ever been in our lives was at a very famous, well-known Green Bay Packers football game. There are a lot of games when you look at like the coldest games in NFL history. Good number of them are Green Bay.
I think being at an extremely hot game is worse than being at a cold game.
Wait, for playing?
No, for being a fan.
For spectating?
Ooh. I was in Fenway Park in August.
Oh, did you see the Green Monster?
With the kids. I was right next to the bullpen there. No airflow. And it had to be 103. I was wearing, back in the day, cargo pant, you know, cargo shorts.
Sure.
Are those still in?
No.
Yeah, they are. They never. They're timeless. They were
just like you,
but
buddy.
They were soaked. I mean, soaked.
Yeah.
And that was miserable. I left. I'm like 4 innings and
you just kind of get a little swamp ass going.
Oh, it was more than
Swass.
That.
Yeah, if you will, yes.
I mean, they were drenched.
If you go to a Brewers day game at AmFam Field and you are sitting up the third base side, you will just
cook,
the
roast.
Sun is just.
I was going to say roast, and I was going to say cook, and I smacked them together. Coast.
You're gonna croast. But yeah. I would actually, especially for a Packer game.
It's uncomfortable
to
be hot.
Well, especially at a Packer game. If you're jammed in there in a Packer
game,
like, and it's 100 degrees and you're sitting in, like, and now I don't want to touch the person next to me, but you have no other choice, but you're going to be kind of rubbing up against the person next to you because that's how tight those seats are at Lambeau. And then it's like 100 degrees. Yeah, I don't
my claustrophobia kicks in immediately. Ugh. I'd be like, get off of me. Get very angry.
Yeah, but doesn't like your makeup melt and stuff like that? And
melt?
You gotta
look
worry
at my
about
face. Look at my face.
Yes.
Look at my face. Do I have any makeup on?
No, I'm saying if you
very definitively.
If you when you've done a game and it's 100 degrees, isn't it like a snow?
I can't remember the last game I've done when it's 100 degrees. Like we've done, obviously, at the beginning of the football season, it was quite warm. Week one of College Game Day was very warm down in Atlanta.
Does makeup melt though?
Not if you put it on correctly, right? Like they have all sorts of things.
No idea.
Prime your face so that it sticks on, and then you have a finishing spray to put it on.
It
keep
sucks
it on.
To be a girl. Holy cow. Huh? The only thing we got to do is wash our underwear, basically. Right?
Right?
I literally said basically.
Some of us do that, Chewy. Do you?
He's not wrong. The man is not wrong.
Like, I will take shaving
Chewy was right.
17 Holy. Times a day.
Chewy was right.
Instead of doing what you guys have to do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Finally getting the credit I deserve for having a vagina. Howard in Sherman Park, you're on with Jed, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning. I'm not sure I follow that one.
Said about anything else.
The long-term coldest I ever was the Packers-Giants championship game. And let me explain it in one line to people who weren't there. The Jell-O shots froze.
Wait, were they Jell-O shots or shot shots?
No, they were Jell-O shots.
And they turned to ice?
They turned to ice.
Well, that would be very disappointing for anybody celebrating with Jell-O shots.
Now it's a Jell-O shotsicle.
They sell Jell-O shots at Lambeau Field?
I think they're a tailgate, probably.
Oh. Tailgate.
Oh, okay.
Howard, thanks for the call. Yeah, I was reading an article that said that one of the local reporters threw a cup of coffee up into the air, and it literally crystallized and came down as coffee snowflakes.
Wow.
Coffee ice crystals.
Each one was unique.
That's how cold it was for that game. That is the coldest I have ever been. What is the coldest you have ever been? 800-990-3776. We got kindergarten teacher Ashton behind the glass this morning. Dan in Racine, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Tuesday. Hey, the coldest I've ever been was my second Packer game in my entire life was the I can't remember the date, but it was the anniversary game versus the Bears where it was like the 100th game. That was the coldest game or coldest I've ever been because I was not fully prepared in anything, but my dream game actually would be close to the Ice Bowl. If I ever like know there's a Packer game coming where there's going to be like really heavy snow, anything like that, I would actually try and find tickets for that game because that would be my my dream game, just coming down with snowflakes, everything, field covered in snow, watch just being around the crowd and stuff. But it was actually pretty comfortable. I actually remember leaving the stands and going into the tunnel area to get food and stuff, and I felt like it was actually colder in the tunnel area versus actually being around out of the crowd. And I think that's only because I was so like you get so amped up and that all your extremities are completely going 100 miles an hour, so you're trying to keep as warm as possible.
Dan, thanks for the call. I was trying to think when Dan was talking about is I had always heard the story that it sometimes can be too cold to snow, right? You get to a certain temperature.
Oh, 100%, that's
so I looked it up. Totally false. Completely false.
Nah, that's a thing.
No, it says while it can be too warm to snow, it cannot be too cold to snow. Snow can occur even at incredibly low temperatures as long as there is some moisture in the air and some way to lift or cool the air. Should we call up Baden? We can call Baden. I mean, he probably won't answer the call, but we can call Baden and ask him if there's a such thing as too cold to snow.
Jen, I've lived here my entire life. We don't need to call the meteorologist. It is definitely a thing where it's too cold to snow. Right, big guy?
Was he talking about the game in Chicago on Halloween?
Oh, I don't know that game.
That's the worst game I've ever played in.
Because there was a game in Chicago, and I remember Brett, maybe on the sideline, I have a very vivid memory of Brett on the sideline with his jacket on and the wind blowing it out behind him as though he were Superman flying through the air. So I don't know, but that would have been obviously, you know, in that era, you know, towards the end of Brett's career. 800-990-3776. We're asking you about the coldest you've ever been because here in Wisconsin, it is so often tied to the football team. Gabe and I, the coldest we've ever been was the 2008 Packers-Giants NFC Championship game that they ended up losing in overtime. But what is yours? 800-990-3776, Gabe.
This holiday season, we here at ESPN Wisconsin are thrilled to be joining the Green Gold running back Aaron Jones and Aaron's and teaming up with the Star Children's Fund to share the stories of 10 special kids in their fight against pediatric cancer. It's the 10 Days of Hope with Aaron Jones, presented by Aaron's. Join us from now through December 17th as we bring you inspirational stories from brave children throughout Wisconsin. If you're interested in learning how you can join the team, please visit 10daysofhope.org.
Ready? Put.
All Packers, all the time.
I think they'll get on the same page. I think they'll be productive. I think Matt LaFleur has realized the importance of running the football.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chew. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you. And by Offsite Collaboration Center of Brookfield and Nina. Visit theoffsitecc.com to learn more.
I bet lifelong Wisconsinite Jason Wilde has a few cold games. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Jennifer. So, I want to apologize to you guys in advance.
Why?
So my schedule this morning, I overslept slightly, so I am walking the dogs while I talk to you. I usually try to have done this before you guys call. So if at some point our loyal audience hears, come on, Stella, we got to go potty, or come on, Sadie, you got to poop, that will be why.
Well, now they have. Good way to get that out of the way.
Do you care?
Inoculate. I was immunizing them against those lines that might be coming later.
Do you carry the plastic bag, or are you just
no?
Like,
he juggles it. What do you think he does with the plastic bag?
Well, I would go when it's dark.
He
out,
a million
so
percent
to...
picks up the poop. A million percent.
Oh,
there's no question in my mind that Jason Wilde picks up his dog's poop.
You were just upset that, because your neighbor's dog goes in your yard and doesn't pick it up.
Doesn't mean I can't do it.
Wait, the dog doesn't pick it up, or the neighbor doesn't pick it up?
Neither one of them, Jason. Can you believe it?
Both.
That's a character flaw if you don't clean up after your dog,
absolutely.
Frankly. All right, sorry. Cold games. I'm sorry. I wasn't listening because I was too busy worrying about people or dogs.
The poop, I know. Yeah. We were just talking about the Bills game last night and how everybody's like, oh, this is football weather. And then it turns out you can't throw the football in that weather. So Bill Belichick ends up only throwing three times, or having Mac Jones only throw three times. So, of course, we all were talking about the 2008 NFC Championship game. What's the coldest you've ever been at a football game?
Oh, that's a great question. And it was a few weeks before that NFC Championship game, which, again, I'd like to publicly thank Brett Favre for his overtime interception, which allowed Paula and I to go on our planned vacation to San Francisco and get engaged, because otherwise we were going to the Super Bowl, and that wouldn't have been quite as romantic as my plan. A couple weeks earlier, the Packers are playing in Chicago, and the winds are whipping off of Lake Michigan, and I do believe that this is the game in which the Green Bay Packers decided it's time for the kid, because I have never seen Brett Favre look so incredibly miserable. He looked like he did not want to be there. It was minus 47 degrees wind chill at Soldier Field. Every time the offense had to go out onto the field, the other 10 guys, including Tausch, would go out there, and then Favre at the very last second would drop his parka, as opposed to dropping other pieces of clothing, which he did at other points in his life, and went onto the field and then stunk. I mean, he was terrible. And if you guys remember, they used to put this in the media guide, how dominant he was when the temperature was below, like, I think they started at 34. And then he lost the game where it was like 32 degrees and so, or 33 degrees. So then they made it his record when the temperature is below 32. But that day, he could not play in the cold. He just couldn't. He was done. And that was foreshadowing of the NFC Championship game you guys were referencing.
Jason, do you think Aaron would rather in an NFC Championship game play in 70 degree temperature in Tampa Bay as opposed to 0 degrees in Lambeau?
Now that is a really interesting question. How windy is it, Chewy, in your scenario?
In Tampa Bay or Green Bay? Green Bay, say it's 15 below zero.
He's just talking about how much the wind's blowing and then how much of that's going to affect the throws.
Well, I said zero degrees.
I appreciate the conversion.
Jason's a smart guy.
Here, Jason, do the math. Figure this out for me.
I believe pi r squared is in there somewhere.
Oh, way to drop a pi reference. All right, so I think the biggest thing for him is wind, not cold. And both your old partner, Favre, and Rodgers, they really do have those big hands that allow them to throw a ball that cuts through cold and not, you know, their hands may get a little numb when they're playing, but because their hands are so big, it doesn't affect them. But wind does, and especially, I mean, not to the level of last night, but I think, Rodgers thinks he can be really good anywhere, and I would think, while he always says, oh, we want to get teams at Lambeau, and while that might be an advantage for other parts of their team, I think he would love to play in 70-degree weather. I do.
Jason, I listened to some of the clips from Matt LaFleur yesterday, and I see all these stories about, ooh, Bakhtiari, Jair, Zadarius, they're going to be coming back. I didn't get the feeling that LaFleur thought they would be coming back. What was your read on the potential return of those three?
Yeah, so I, the way I wrote it for the State Journal was essentially, it was almost as if he wanted to take the word potentially back, because his answer, when someone asked him if Bakhtiari, Zadarius Smith, or Jair could practice this week, and they, I'm pretty sure Domofsky, who asked it, said or, not and, which obviously would be, well, maybe one of them practices. LaFleur's response was potentially. And I'm sure that he saw all the ears perk up, even with the masks on everybody's faces. And he was like, whoa, wait a minute. That may not be a precise description of what our scenario is. So if you notice later on, you know, he has the line in there about no guarantees. This is something that, and again, I don't want to tell other people how to do their jobs, but I know that I screwed up when it came to the Rodgers vaccination story, right? I mean, we can all admit that I wrote then after that he was vaccinated. I asked the follow-up question, assuming that he had told the truth, instead of, as I've said many times, asking, well, wait a minute, Aaron, what do you mean by immunized? Does that mean you didn't get one of the three approved vaccines? Well, in this instance, I think we have to be cautious about how we take some of the things that are said and then assume that they are, everybody's very excited about this topic, assume that they're gospel. And so I thought LaFleur's answer was more evasive than definitive. And so if you took that as, oh, they're all coming back, I'm just not there with you. Now, again, maybe they do at different points between now and Super Bowl Sunday if the Packers are playing in it. But I will be, if one of those three is on the practice field tomorrow when we go to Wednesday's practice, then I'll be like, okay, well, he told the truth, but let's not get carried away here.
What do you need him back for, though, Jason? I wouldn't want him back. I mean, for me, in order to get ready for the playoffs, not having played a game this entire year, give me three games. I mean, we don't need you against the Bears, right, Jason?
Well, but wouldn't you like to have the game against the Bears? And look, I don't think any of them would play against the Bears. Like, I think you start having them practice this week, if you can, and then you go from there.
Yeah.
But look, nobody loves the Yosh Nijman story more than me. But if you're going to give me the choice between having Yosh Nijman at left tackle and a five-time All-Pro, I'm going to take Bakhtiari, right? Even if Zadarius Smith was just like a Kabir Baja Biamila, but without the crazy religious stuff, you know, he'd be, as a part-time pass rusher, that would be a huge lift for them. He didn't play the run that well anyway. And then Jair, like, I love the Rasul Douglas story, but, you know, he was named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week for his performance against the Rams. He gave up two huge completions, including one huge touchdown. Like, I know that happens to every corner, but let's not make him out to be the second coming of Deion Sanders. Like, he's a good player. He is a fantastic story for this season. If they go to the Super Bowl, if they have the number one seed, he will have played an enormous role with two interceptions that have allowed that to happen. Because if he gets beat, well, he did get beat, but if he ends up not intercepting the pass in Arizona, then they definitely aren't getting the number one seed, I would think. And so all those stories are great, but as Mark Tauscher's father, Denny, would say, talent outs. And I want talent on the field more so than the good story. And I'm the guy who loves the good story more than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, very quickly, Bill Belichick has emerged as the odds-on favorite to win NFL Coach of the Year. Did he steal it from Matt LaFleur last night with that three-passing game plan, if you will, the old Navy game plan?
Hey, guys, how about Jennifer telling me real quickly, like that ever happens when I'm talking? I will be quick. Yes, probably, but I think he was going to win it anyway because Matt LaFleur has the quarterback curse. You don't win NFL Coach of the Year when you have a Hall of Fame quarterback. It just doesn't happen. Mike McCarthy experienced the same thing.
That was incredibly fast, efficient. Good job, Jason.
Thank you. I've heard Jason, that before.
Jason.
Yeah, like at the grocery store when you move. I got it. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Jason.
When
we appreciate you.
I was bagging groceries. Yeah, exactly. You nailed it.
Oh, I did it. I pivoted right off. Jason, we appreciate you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hard advice. Take care. Be good.
See, you guys think I can't grow. I can grow. Consider professional construction. You can walk it off.
You can't even go through your reading. You're thinking about
your construction needs. Remodeling projects, home additions, or building a new home. The PCI team is, of course, here for you. And here's why I love the folks over at PCI. Because they operate a family-owned company, and their priorities are pretty simple. They believe in building relationships, giving back to the community, and doing a great job on your remodeling projects, home additions, or building a new home. It's very simple for them. They don't overcomplicate things. Professional Construction, Inc. That's their website, professionalconstructioninc.com, of course. If you want more information on what the folks over at PCI can do for you. Give them a call. Mike and Michelle are fantastic. They're actually hiring right now experienced carpenters to lead field crews. And if that sounds like something that you'd be interested in, you can find all of the information on their website as well. It's professionalconstructioninc.com/careers, professionalconstructioninc.com/careers. Give them a call. See what they can do. I know you'll be happy with the work. If you're looking for a remodeling project, a home addition, or building a new home, talk to my friends over at PCI.
More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN. Traffic. You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
10 seems a little early for driving stick.
Well, I grew up on the farm. Can you guys drive stick?
A lot of free time, Jen.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Potentially. Certainly we hope so. Those guys, again, are doing everything in their power, but we'll see where we're at on Wednesday, and then obviously you guys will get updated then.
Oh, boy. That's Matt LaFleur.
We're idiots. Yeah, well,
there you go. Okay. Exactly.
Chewy was right. Holy Chewy was right.
It doesn't sound that promising to get those guys back, which I will say, you guys, does make me think that Matt LaFleur deserves Coach of the Year. What he's done with this team, again, what he's done with this team that's been injured, that hasn't had full strength since forever.
I would still think that Cliff Kingsbury, just because it seemed like Cliff was on the hot seat coming in. He weathered a storm without his quarterback for three games. They went 2-1 without Colt McCoy, and they're the best record in the league.
There's someone in New England who that's not even close.
Well, he's the best coach in the league, but
hands down. I mean, I loved the little cryptic message last night, wearing the Navy. I didn't know that until Jen said it. He's like, okay, I'm telling you what we're going to do. Guess. Kind of like me a little bit.
No. We never, ever, ever know what you're going to do.
You could tell us what you're going to do, and then you're going to do something completely different.
But it makes sense once you guys let me get to the point.
Yeah. Eventually it makes sense.
Yes.
But like Belichick told us where he was going and did that. At no point do you tell us where you're going.
No.
Also, sense is a relative term when it comes to you, big guy. We've been asking you all morning the coldest you have ever been. Go ahead and continue to get us your responses. We'll read some of those a little later in the show. 800-990-3776. Ryan, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. So, coldest I've ever been was December 8th, 2013. The Falcons came to Lambeau. Rodgers was out with a broken collarbone, and the great Matty Flynn led us to a 22-21 victory that day. It was 6 degrees at kickoff with the wind fluttering around -3, -5. After about an hour into the tailgate, we literally just had to switch to the hard stuff because everything else was an ice cube.
Have you guys ever gotten in a cold tank?
Yes.
That's
like a cold
painful.
Tank?
Like the water was probably 38 degrees.
Like an ice bath.
Yeah, I've got an ice bath.
No, but this hurts. This flat out hurts.
You know what I have done?
What?
Polar plunge down at Lake Michigan. New Year's Day.
Were you drunk?
No.
Still
stone
drunk.
Sober.
Hungover.
Sober.
What? Well, I mean, you're sober when you're hungover.
Stone sober. Had not been drinking. I've done that 3 times, polar plunge. And that is an experience. Your body immediately shuts down. Like, all of the blood rushes from your fingers and your toes to your heart as a self-preservation mm-hmm. mechanism. So, I mean, you the rule is you got to run in, you got to submerge, and you run out. Okay, so you're not even in there for more than 5 seconds total. But your body, it's incredible how quickly it goes into panic mode.
I know most flashbacks. Of the time those things are done for charitable causes.
Yes.
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 I will just give the money.
I'd do it.
I don't need to run in there.
No.
And have the feeling of my body shutting down. That's a hard pass.
Well, and it is
That's
hard.
A no for
so,
me,
because once you go under, you need to stand up and you need to run out.
Oh, you but have to go all the way under?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. Some people just go in there and frolic for a few seconds and then run back out. But I think officially you have to go under for it to count as a polar plunge. It's a plunge.
Did the word say, plunge. Yeah, I think, yeah. If it says plunge, head's got to go under.
Yeah, you're not just kicking the water around like you're down in Miami on the beach in some 50s. Sunscreen commercial. So anyway, that's probably, I mean, again, but that's so momentary. And then you get out of the water and you wrap the towel around you and then, you know, you slowly feel the blood rushing back to your fingers.
You were colder at Lambeau than when you did a polar plunge?
Correct. Correct. Because it was extended. It was an extended amount of time standing
outside.
Your body
shut down.
Yes, but quickly rectified. Quickly rectified. 800-990-3776, the coldest you have ever been. If the season ended today, the way the standings are, Arizona would have the bye. It'd be a little frustrating because Green Bay Packers fans certainly would love to have everybody come to Lambeau Field this December, this January for playoff football. Green Bay right now would host San Francisco in their first game of the season. I think we all agree they would probably wax them, right?
Yeah.
Wax the 49ers?
They're not suddenly getting a good quarterback, right? Like Jimmy Garoppolo is still there, last time I checked.
I don't think they can. Can't just run down to Costco
no,
and pick up
just
a,
can't just,
pick up
oh,
a
here's
above
a new
average quarterback.
Here's a new one, honey.
So if they won that game, guys, the next two teams that they would potentially have to face are the Cowboys or the Buccaneers. Now I ask you. That was supposed to be a My Cousin Vinny thing right there.
Didn't
the Utes?
Like, the Utes.
Dallas.
Would you rather?
Yes.
Dallas. Why?
Because Tampa Bay at full strength, they have the ability to run it with Fournette like we saw last year.
Do they have the ability to run it Fournette? I thought we just went through this yesterday. They don't run the football.
No, they don't. Because they don't
think they
have
can.
To.
But I don't think they can. Like, they're averaging less than 100 yards per game. Like, they go through this, like, Ronald Jones or Leonard Fournette, and all these guys, like, take turns fumbling the football or turning over the football, and they go, oh, let's try Gio Bernard now. Like, they've got these three running backs, and we thought that they would just establish the run at some point, and they haven't.
So you'd rather play Dallas?
No, I would rather play...
I mean, Tampa Bay?
I would rather play Dallas, because Tampa Bay, I think their defense, like, the Cowboys' defense, I think, has been figured out a little bit. That Buccaneer defense, as it continues to get healthier, as they get their secondary back, there's just so much speed there that I think the Packers would struggle running the football against that Buccaneer defense versus the Cowboys.
But they're good
defense.
Against the run. They're very good against
yeah,
the run.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Tampa and I think Bay. It would be, I think the Packers, it would give them a hard time. I think the Packers would be favored in both of them. I like their chances in both of them. I just don't think that the Cowboys are on the same
that's
level as the Buccaneers.
That's why I have no problem with Green Bay going to Arizona and or Tampa Bay. It's going to be beautiful weather. Our guy's going to love it. Crowd noise. Those are not intimidating places to play.
How would they go to Arizona if Arizona's the one seed and Green Bay's the two?
NFC Championship game?
That's it?
Yes.
Okay. But
I wouldn't have a problem with it.
But they would host all the other games.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Likely Tampa Bay, unless Tampa Bay somehow got upset by
Wouldn't they have to go through these two teams, though? One of these two teams before they get to Arizona, though?
Yeah, one of those two, likely Tampa Bay.
Why? Who would you rather see them play?
I don't know. I was trying to go position by position. Quarterback, quarterback, running back, running backs, receiving core, receiving core. I'm not sure who's better. I mean, obviously, the Buccaneers beat the Cowboys earlier this year. The Cowboys, it feels like, are streaky. Is streaky the right word? Inconsistent? Is that the right word? I can't really put my finger on it. I mean, they're both good quarterbacks. Different quarterbacks, mm-hmm. Prescott and Brady. It does feel like...
I don't know. Just the weapons, though? Tampa Bay? Let's not forget, we don't have a tight end.
Well, I mean, yeah, the Cowboys have pretty good weapons. I mean, between CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper, when Amari Cooper's healthy, and CeeDee, and I mean, their running backs haven't been as good. As Ezekiel Elliott is starting to show
some signs of slowing down a little bit. I don't think you want to play Tampa Bay just because their run defense is good.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to neutralize Green Bay. And then just look at the weapons. I mean, Devontae is head and shoulders above anything that Tampa Bay has, and Rodgers obviously is Rodgers. But still, you go Mike Evans, Godwin, Antonio Brown, Gronk, Brate's making plays, Fournette. They have, who's the other tight? O.J. Howard.
Howard.
I mean, that's a lot of.
Yeah, they're three tight ends.
That's a lot of
really
weapons.
Damn good.
You know?
And that's why Brady leads the league in passing.
I don't have the Buccaneers schedule in front of me. Gabe, pull that one up. But it looks like the Cowboys face Washington twice.
They got
over the
Buffalo
next. Few
next.
Weeks.
Yeah, so Tampa Bay, the rest of the way, they go Buffalo, and then it gets pretty easy. Saints, Panthers, Jets, Panthers for the Bucs.
Would you rather Cowboys or Buccaneers? If you had to choose who the Packers have to go through to get to that NFC Championship game, who would you rather have them play? And don't give me this, well, tougher competition. No. Who's the easier team to beat? Okay, that's all that matters at this point. Which team is easier to beat so you can get yourself to another NFC Championship game? 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. Who would you rather have the Packers play? The Cowboys or the Buccaneers?
This... Gabe, is holiday season.
Yes, it is.
You know that. You can feel it outside. The Jewelry Center has the perfect gift idea with Lightbox Jewelry. These affordable lab-grown diamonds are made in the USA, offer unique color options like pink. Pink's kind of cool. I've never seen a pink diamond.
Yeah, it's amazing the things they can do in a lab-grown diamond.
Blue?
Ooh.
Ooh, I saw blue. Titanic.
Is that cool? Why don't we get diamonds?
She dropped it to the bottom of the ocean.
You've got plenty of diamonds on your championship ring.
That is true. Maybe they can make green ones. And add a little sparkle of life's moments. 1-carat diamond necklaces for $1,100 and 2-carat total weight diamond earrings for $1,000. Did they do this on purpose? $899?
Maybe they did. 89? Just for you, big guy.
Number one in your heart and something in the program, they used to say. The Jewelry Center also offers interest-free financing, and if that's not enough incentive to purchase Lightbox Jewelry, mention that Gabe and Chewy sent you and you receive a free gift. Check out the Jewelry Center's full Lightbox selection at any of their three locations, Greenville, Brookfield, and Burlington, or visit them online at shoptjc.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You want to tell us right now what it is?
No. Nope.
Can you, in the PG version of whatever says on your screen, tell us what a tallywhacker is?
Wow, I'm taking the under on that
well,
one.
Well, I think three of the four of us have them.
Okay.
But he's not sure. Could be four of four.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Giannis's birthday? God, we're terrible friends.
Ah, 27, who cares?
Yeah, no kidding. 27, whatever.
I mean, it's 27. Like, what do you need to celebrate your 27th birthday?
Nope. But he's our buddy. We do the count. What's the number? Does it go up to 27?
It does not. That was the first thing I looked at this morning, I promise.
All right, do a 17 together. And a 10.
It doesn't do 17 either.
Do a 13 and whatever.
It stops at 10.
Dang it.
No, it doesn't.
So you'd have to go 10. No,
he's
it doesn't.
He's just being lazy.
You're right. It doesn't stop at 10.
He's lazy.
How far does it go? Does it go to 20?
Look,
we could most certainly do a 20 and a 7. Absolutely. We know that 7 is heaven.
I've got 17 and 10. I can do those.
Let's 17 and 10. Let's do it.
No, I don't have time.
What do you mean you don't have time?
Where are all you right, going?
Go you have nothing but time. Which one do you guys want first, 17 or 10?
I don't have the time.
17.
Stop. What's the number? Stop. What is the number?
The number of the day. Here to make a scene. The number of the day is 17.
That's a good one. We hadn't heard that one yet.
Yeah, but you can't do one syllable and then the rhyming is two syllables. It doesn't work.
Here to make a scene.
See, that's one. Scene.
Scene.
17 is three.
17. Yeah. It's three. How about 10?
Were you just correcting me?
What is the number?
The number of the day. Rhymes with hen and pen. The number of the day is...
Happy birthday, Giannis. Hen and pen and make a scene and good to have our old buddy the count back.
You think the 27, hold on, do you think the 27, obviously not his birth, but the 27 minutes and the 27 points were contrived?
No.
You can contrive the minutes. It's very hard to contrive points in minutes, right? Like you can say he's going to play 27 minutes in honor of his 27th birthday. But how do you make sure you score 27 points in those 27
minutes? It's like, hey, we're going to get you 3 touchdowns today. That's easy to do. Like, Devontae, we're going to get you 3 touchdowns today.
How many games in Chewy's career did he have 3 touchdowns?
I did. I had 2. I think I had 3 or 4 with 2.
It's so easy. It's so easy.
You can. Every single play is drawn up for Devontae.
Well, sure.
3
but like,
touchdowns. Mac Jones had 3 passes last night.
And there are that times was... the Packers don't score 3 touchdowns in a game. It's just easy to drop 3 from a Devontae specifically.
So you don't think they said, hey, we're going to have you score 27 points?
No, I think it just is one of those weird sports anomalies. It's kind of cool.
It's very serendipitous.
It is one of those things you'll always remember, though, right? Like, I mean, I'm not saying it's one of like everybody remembers how many points Giannis had. In the playoffs.
In 50, game 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, game when he scored 50.
The 50 burger. This one is one of those little, like, nuggets. Not to be confused with the Chick-fil-A nuggets that he went and got. No, but his birthday, 27-27-27. I think people will remember that.
You mentioned in the Nuggets. So I was saying they played the Cavs.
Jerk.
Good point. Good point.
Who would you rather, Cowboys or Buccaneers, if the Packers get through the 49ers as the schedule, I'm sorry, as the seedings currently stack up? Arizona is 1. Packers are 2. They would play the Niners. We assume that they would wax them, and then they would move on. If you could pick their opponent for the next round, would you rather have them face the Cowboys? And, oh, by the way, we haven't even talked about Mike McCarthy going back to, well, not today anyway. We've talked about it. Gabe leaves the studio. Every time we talk about Mike McCarthy.
I'm not as worried anymore because I don't think the Cowboys are actually as good anymore.
Okay, but my question is, they were hurt. They were dealing with something similar to the Packers, which was where a lot of their good players were injured or out. They're getting them back. Like, they're on the up and up.
But their defense isn't as good as I thought it was earlier this season.
You figure things out.
But is that because they were missing the safety who was missing for 5 games? Is that because they were missing?
It's because they figured out you could just run double moves on Trayvon Diggs. Like, oh, you mean this guy that's jumping all these routes? We just, you know, oh, double route him and then we beat him. Remember when Trayvon Diggs was like, oh, defensive player of the year?
Whose offense is better, Dallas's or Tampa Bay's? Who are you more afraid of?
Tampa Bay. And that's just because of Brady. Like, that's 100% because of Brady. Yep, 100% because of Brady.
But Brady is what he is.
But he's like the boogeyman.
Like, you know what he's going to give you.
I feel like Mike McCarthy could be the boogeyman here.
No, because the only reason I disagree is because we've seen Brady be the boogeyman time after time after time. Yeah. That's the only reason why I would say that. Otherwise, I would agree with you in this specific sense. But Brady's the other option here, so that's why he's the boogeyman.
He's the boogier of the men, if you will.
Boogier?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I think I fear Dallas's offense a little more.
Why?
Zeke, cold weather. He's kind of a mutter, but he has the ability to take it 70 yards. No? I mean, Fournette's not going 70. Fournette's going 12 and falling down. But
correct.
He'll go 12, 12, 12, 12, 12.
But
right?
I'd rather have you go 70 yards. I'd rather have you have the big play than just the drive that 10 yards, 10 yards, 4 yards, 6 yards, 7 yards, 15 yards. Like, I would rather just...
Okay. What are you, the count now? Just throwing out random numbers? Rhymes with hen and pen. We're going to get to Nick in Plymouth when we get back from the break, letting us know who he would rather have, the Cowboys or the Buccaneers. We also have Mike Golick Jr. coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Stick around.